All right, welcome to episode number 99 of the Dan Time Podcast. Dan McArdle here at Dan Time Pod, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, a little bit of X occasionally. Thank you for listening to the show all these many weeks and coming up on 2 years. Some great things in store for you on the show, breaking new ground after episode 100. Some very special guests coming up. Today's episode, basically the equivalent of me reading the Yellow Pages to you. Now, on occasion, I've done this. There's a Dan versus appreciation episode where I get into the email box. This is your fair warning to go ahead and hit that back button. Go back to the other podcast that you listen to, the new episode that's just coming out from another show, and just shut it down for Dan time. Because what's coming up, if you like to watch grass grow, if you like to watch paint dry, and if you like to watch or listen to me read straight from Reddit, your dreams are coming true today. The wait is over. This is only me today. It has been a busy several weeks, maybe a busy 2025. But the very last thing that I will do is cite a busy schedule as a reason not to give you an episode. You will get an episode every week, every Sunday, from now until all the hairs on the top of my head are gray, which could be sooner rather than later, or until I change my mind. I always leave myself that out. Without further ado, let's get to the, it's not a conversation or Danversation today, it's only a one-way street, folks. Thanks for listening to the show. From the subreddit, Name Nerds, question, is naming a boy just Dan, in quotes, weird? And here's some responses. Dan was one of the sons of Jacob, one of the 12 tribes, and is a standalone name in Hebrew. I think it's perfectly fine to use as a name on its own. Honestly, I've never known a Daniel go by their full name anyways. Always Dan or Danny. My ex-husband is Danny, not Daniel. Given name, Danny, D-A-N-N-Y. He's in his early 40s now, and no one ever says anything about it. In my opinion, Dan is an even more reasonable standalone name than Danny. I say go for it. I don't think it's weird. I know a guy named Dant, D-A-N-T. That's weird. Another commenter writes, it's not weird, but I would recommend against it. I was named a common nickname of a longer name, and I'm changing my name to the longer one. I like it better. If you went with Daniel, you'd be giving him the option of Daniel, Dan, or Danny. With Dan, you're taking away those options. Or you can choose something else if you really dislike Daniel. Or you can stick him with Dan, just one perspective. Another one. I'm with you. I like Dan more than Daniel. I think it's fine as a standalone name. Dan is a legitimate full name with different origins than Daniel. Go for it. Just Dan has been used as full name for a long time. In the 1880 Social Security data, USA, there were 643 Daniel and 140 Dan listed. I like it! Exclamation point. I had a friend whose full name was Kim, not Kimberly. I don't think it's weird. People name their kid just Finn, F-I-N-N, and Tom. I feel like Dan fits in with those. I have a friend who named her son Cal, and my F-I-L's given name is Ricky. I personally like Daniel, considering it's for my son due in January, but I think Dan is a reasonable name. Don't forget Dane as a name. And finally, I have a cousin named Danny, not Daniel. He had the odd comment growing up from people not believing him that Danny was his actual name. Another post under the subreddit Name Nerds. How's Dan for a girl's name? The author, I'm considering an English name for myself, an Asian immigrant. For various reasons, I don't like my full original first name, so I don't want to use it. And I really can't think of a more proper English name that I feel attached to. So I'm considering to go by Dan because it's part of my original name, easy for English speakers to pronounce, and sounds similar to my nickname in our language. But I'm hesitating because I know Dan is also a common boy name. I consider Danny, D-A-N-I, but that just feels and sounds different for me. So I'm wondering what you would think when you meet a girl named Dan and you don't know the reason for that at first. Thanks. Some responses here. You'll probably be asked what Dan is short for. It's not really a standalone name. For boys, Dan is short for Daniel. For girls, Dan slash Danny, D-A-N-I, would most likely be short for Danielle. You could also try Dana or Danica. And the original author replying, thanks. How about having a full name Jordan and going by Dan? Would that be weird? It's unusual, but nothing wrong with it. Not the most common, but some Christophers go by Topher. I'm female, and my name is Danny, D-A-N-I. I've been called Dan more often than not. I get a lot of comments slash questions regarding it from people that I just met or don't know me very well. However, those closest to me typically call me D. The author replies, I think Dan slash Danny as a girl name is really cute. You have a good name. Never met a woman named Dan, and every Danny was a Danielle. A reply, I'm a Danny. It actually drives me crazy when people call me Danielle. I'm a Danielle called Dan, another commenter. Hi, I'm a woman and my name is Dan. That's my actual name. I'm also a medical professional, and my patients ask some questions when they read my name on my name tag. They also ask questions when I tell them my name. It's okay, however. I'm asked what my name is short for. Danny, Danielle, Danica. Nope, I'm just Dan. I like my name. It makes me different. I can't imagine any other name. I hope this helps some. Another post under Name Nerds. What do you think of Danny as a standalone name? We don't like Daniel or Dan. Here are the comments. Awesome for an Irish setter. Incomplete and juvenile for a human child slash adult. I think if you don't like Daniel or Dan, you need to set aside Danny and look for a name you like in all its variations. I agree. And not because I dislike Danny as a standalone name, like most others here, but because you shouldn't choose a name where you would strongly dislike nicknames that are a high possibility. Another comment. I'm a big proponent of, quote, use the name you'll actually be calling them, end quote. So I have no objection. But I do think it's weird to choose a name so close to ones you don't like, because if you use Danny, you have like a good 90% chance that someone in his life will nickname him Dan. Response there. This is exactly why I did not want to name my son Daniel. While I love that name, I loathe Danny and Dan. But my ex was stupid enough to think that telling people his name is Daniel, not Danny or Dan, would make it stick. Of course, it did not. By middle school, everyone, including teachers, called him Dan. He also hates being called Danny and will correct anyone who tries. He's still Daniel in our immediate family, but that's it. Another response. I don't think it ages well. Every Daniel slash Danielle I have known transitioned from Danny with a Y slash Danny with an I to their full name as an adult. I know a couple of adult Dans who definitely didn't think Danny was mature enough. Now, the response to that, the adult Daniels I know tend to go with Daniel professionally, Dan interpersonally, and hate Danny. My personal commentary here, me speaking, complete reverse of that first statement, and have never hated Danny. Yes, the middle-aged Daniels I know go by just Dan, never to rarely Danny, and the Daniels in their 20s and 30s all just go by Daniel. I've got an Uncle Dan, late 40s, have never heard him go by Daniel. It's either Danny or Dan. It suits him well. But he's a very laid-back guy, bit of a goof. I can see the nicknames not working for someone more straight-laced. By middle school, the Daniels at my school had already switched to Dan or Daniel. Daniel is completely fine as a standalone name, but you may need to consider that people may shorten it to Dan or that he might even prefer going by Dan at some point. It sounds a bit too nickname-y to me, and I definitely think people will call him Dan. Another commenter, Dane, way cooler. I have a cousin named Danny, not Dan or Daniel, and no one really thinks anything about it. He just introduces himself as Danny. If someone asks what it's short for, he says nothing. As someone who knew a Ben that wasn't short for anything, i.e. Benjamin, just know that for the rest of Danny's life, people will ask him what it's short for or just straight up assume it's Daniel and call him that. So do with that what you will. How about Dorian or Dawson with Danny as a nickname? Another commenter, don't do it. My 80-year-old dad is Bobby, not Robert, and he's hated it for about 70 years. It will likely be shortened to Dan at some point, so if you don't like that, I wouldn't use it. My dad's name is Daniel, and now that he's an adult, the only people who call him Danny are his longtime childhood friends and family. He stopped going by Danny after high school and hates it as a nickname in his adult life. Response to that, my brother was a William. He was Billy all his life until adulthood. Then he became Will. Billy was a childhood name. Danny is the same. My brother-in-law is a Danny. He's in his 50s now, and honestly, it just suits him. I just feel like it needs a proper full name like Daniel, and nickname would be Danny. It will work well for 21 years, then your kid may be trying to be taken seriously in a professional environment. I think it's fine, but he'll probably choose to shorten it to Dan at some point. Would you be fine with that? The principal of the school where I work is a man named Danny, with one N, just D-A-N-Y. When I first met him, it was kind of jarring, but I got used to it. I know an adult Danny. He has a very good upper corporate job, and his name has never been a problem. If you like it, use it. Another commenter says, it's not a name. He will 100% be called Dan at some point in his life. If you don't want that, don't use Danny. My nephew is Ted. That's it. Not short for anything. But all his life, he's been challenged by nosy people. Are you sure? It's not Theodore? Nope, it's Ted. So weigh the hassle of every nosy Nelly in your kid's future. I had a Daniel many years ago. Fought everyone to insist on calling him Daniel. He's now an adult and professionally uses Dan. I'm so annoyed by that. I worked so hard to keep it as Daniel. As an adult, he is the one who foiled my plan. People will use Dan or Daniel no matter what you say, so pick another. I have a cousin who is a Teddy. It's on his birth certificate that way. He always believed it hindered his career because it was for a kid, not a full-grown adult. People underestimated him. Don't name your child a nickname. George Harrison's kid is named Danny, D-H-A-N-I, pronounced Danny. You could go with something like that. I always assumed it was pronounced Donnie, but then I heard Paul McCartney say it, and he said Danny. My cousin is Daniel. He was Danny literally his whole life until his mid-30s. At some point, he realized it sounded very juvenile to have colleagues call him Danny, and he switched to Daniel and asked close friends slash family to call him Dan instead. How about this one? I have a nickname name, and it's literally never been an issue. I say go with Danny if it's your favorite. I've always liked Danny. It's so pleasant. Maybe Dominic or Dom or Nick or Nikki. Love it. If my husband's name wasn't a Daniel, this would have been our bub's name. He'll definitely go by Dan someday, and you'll have to be okay with that. Chiming in for just a second here, my commentary, can't believe how much people have to say about this. All right, let's cover a few more. Could Danny be a bit young sounding for an adult? It doesn't sound super professional. I personally think it is important to have a more formal slash professional name in case it suits their adult life more at some point. I work with a Joey who is now transitioning to using Joseph now that he has a career and he found people weren't taking him seriously by email. I would just use a nickname when they are young, if it suits them better then. Too nicknamey. It doesn't slash won't age well at all. Do you like Jordan? It can be shortened to Danny as well. Oh, love this one. I have a son named Danilo. His whole life, people have tried to call him Danny. He refuses. My husband is a Daniel. When he was a child, he was called Danny. Now, he is a Dan, and the only people who call him Danny are his three big brothers. We went to his 50th high school reunion, and it was weird to hear people call him Danny. Dan is just a more mature name. Danny is great for a little boy or a little girl, but always try the name with, quote, president or doctor in front of it because you never know. Your child will not appreciate it. Name him Daniel and call him Danny. By the time he gets a job, especially if he gets a white-collar job, he won't like being called Danny. Even if it's his real name, it's too cutesy. Naming them Daniel and then calling them Danny gives them more options later in life. Just naming them Danny leaves them with less options. You shouldn't think about how much you like the name. Think more about whether they'll like living with the name. They're the ones who have to live with it. Good stuff there. A lot of people in agreement, a lot of consensus about Danny being kind of a cutesy little boy's name. As you know, I don't often insert my own commentary or opinion in these episodes unless it's mid-conversation and the topic just calls for it. But I think here it's appropriate. My take on Danny, and I read this stuff, and sometimes you see the majority going a certain way, and it's just kind of those comments seem like at least two-thirds were not real high on Danny. And putting a lot of emphasis on the professional world and the adult life. And I don't know about you guys, but I think we overthink this stuff. I feel like the people commenting there maybe have an exaggerated sense of not just their own importance, but individual people in general. We all think that everyone's paying attention and scrutinizing us and noticing that we said this, we didn't say that, our hair looks this way, it should look this way. Why are we wearing that shirt when we should be wearing what that guy's wearing? What is going on here? Let me tell you something, people. Nobody cares about the car you're driving except for when you're at the traffic light. And even then, if they look over, they might be impressed for a minute. Or they might look over and say, what the heck is that guy riding? I didn't even know that there were still those, that make and model on the road. I meet a lot of people in my line of work. I got a lot of business cards. I send a lot of emails. I've got stuff coming in. And, you know, if you're walking through life and your name is Danny, this is not a big deal. I just picked a business card out of a stack here. Guy's name is Freddie. I think anybody that's assuming that if your name on your business card is Jimmy or Teddy or Danny or Frankie, that this is going to limit you in life. Get that out of your head. As far as I'm concerned, it's about who you are and the impression that you make around people. You know, and people are certainly entitled to their opinion, what they kind of like to hear, what they don't like to hear. I've never had a problem. I would say Danny, if people wanted to throw that out there with me, which they just never did, I would not have taken a lot of offense to it. You know, but I also went through a period of growing up where if somebody called out my name, that was a big deal. I walked around in the shadows, not the entire childhood or the entire school experience, but some of the time, which I think a lot of us do. And so if you hear your name called, you know, that signals some kind of inclusion. Maybe it's a bad thing. You're getting called. But I do agree that if the original poster, the original author already says, we don't like Daniel or Dan, but what do you think of Danny as a standalone name? I do agree with a lot of the responses saying, hey, think ahead a little bit. Let's think a couple shots ahead here. If you don't like Dan, your little Danny might start going by Dan one day. And I probably should have asked my mom directly when I had her on the podcast. Mom, what do you really think of me going by Dan for these past 30 years? I don't feel like she likes it a whole lot, but she loves me. So at some point, you just let your children brand themselves or call themselves or go with the nickname that they choose or that's bestowed upon them. And that's how it happens. You know, if my kids take on nicknames in life and their original names just kind of get put into storage, and it's just something on their driver's license, I won't be heartbroken because I know that I can still speak to them and call them by the names that I gave them. So if my son, you know, Warren starts going by Skip or something, that's fine for the rest of the world. I'll still call him Warren, and he'll still, I'm sure, respond to his given name around me. I heard it with my dad last week, if you heard us talking about his mother, my grandmother, calling him Robert or Robert. I always thought that was kind of cool. Now, I was young when she died. I was 8, not quite 9, but I do remember visiting my grandparents. And it was the only time that I heard my dad referred to as Robert in conversation. His sisters don't call him Robert. They call him Bob. So, yeah, I just think it's cool if you have a name that carries you the whole way. If it changes, you know, you're different things to different people. I think we put a little too much emphasis on, you know, by God, my name is Scott. I'm not Scotty. I don't know what other names there are for Scott, but just, you know, just being so steadfast that this is my perfect professional presentation here. Don't call me something else. I've worked too hard to construct this image here. Don't tarnish it. We need to stop taking ourselves so seriously. You have to take a lot of things in life very seriously. You got to keep your eye on the ball, but you have to. I mean, you have got to save anywhere from, I could be off here, but 7%, 8, 9, maybe up to 10, 11% of the time of your day, of your week, your month for silly season, for just not placing so much emphasis on how you look, how you're perceived, what you're driving, what your house looks like. Work on the things that matter. spend some eyeball time with your kids. And some of this other stuff will just be less and less important. And you can't always tell these posts if they are super upset or if there's a tinge of humor here, but I had a Daniel many years ago. I had a Daniel. She doesn't say I had a son. Daniel fought everyone to insist on calling him Daniel. She fought everyone. He's now an adult and professionally uses Dan. I'm so annoyed by that. So annoyed. What? It's his life. I worked. I worked so hard to keep it as Daniel. Me. I worked so hard. As an adult, he, and this is in all caps, H-E, is the one who foiled my plan. I hope she's laughing, or he's, I think it's his mom probably, but hilarious stuff there. Maybe your parents' generation just made everything seem so earth-shattering. It's just not. I mean, let me put it into a little bit more perspective here. If you're of a certain age and you're not, you know, widely known or renowned, you're not a public figure, and you're up into your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, when you get outside of your workday, how many incoming phone calls do you really have from friends and family? How many incoming text messages that are not attached to a group text do you have coming in? How much of that is going on? Now, if it is going on at a high volume, then that means you've been nurturing these relationships. That is no accident. And that's great. But a lot of people, you know, they were clutching these computers in our hands and ruining our necks and backs and shoulders by just tapping and scrolling and rifling through these devices. And it's almost like we're waiting for someone to say hi, waiting for someone to acknowledge us, to like something, to love something, to respond to something, to check on us, waiting for someone to check on us. So at the end of the day, whether your name is Peggy or it's Muhammad or Francisco or Johnny or Elijah or Timmy, any of these things, my opinion, take it for what it is, but de-emphasize what people want to call you. If they want to call you anything and they want to pick up the phone and call you and send you a message and hope that you're going to hang out with them or make plans with them in another couple weeks, be happy about that, regardless of what they're calling you. And don't listen to the old-timers. What's on your business card? What's on your email address? How much do you give a passing thought to someone that you're doing business with when that email comes through and the name is something like Sandy or Sonny or Jimmy or Johnny? The sad reality is the person that's sending you that email, they are usually a means to an end, and you don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about them personally or thinking, oh man, what a shame. What a shame this guy stuck with just branded with Johnny when he really should be going by John. That would look a little sharper. They're not thinking about that. They don't care. They don't care about you. I mean, they hope you don't die, but people don't spend a whole lot of time marinating on your name and why the nickname that you had at 7 is still on you at 37. Okay, folks, hope you enjoyed a very rare episode. I don't aim to continue this format, but it's been a very busy stretch of Dan time. I have not had a lot of excess Dan time to dedicate to pursuits beyond my professional and family obligations. So get out there and do something daring this week. You don't have to tightrope it or climb a rock or jump out of an airplane, but do something that pushes you one step ahead. One step. Get off that sofa. Get out of your horizontal lounging for hours position. Get up. Get out. Make something happen. Be a man of action. Be a woman of action. And have a great rest of the week. We'll see you next Sunday for episode number 100 of the Dan Time Podcast. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can follow Dan Time if you're on social media. I'm most active on Instagram. You'll catch some content on Facebook as well. These episodes are always posted on YouTube, occasionally some extra content. I really appreciate you listening to the show. Tell a friend about it, and be sure to hit the subscribe button. We'll see you next Sunday.